We are learning it now, Daf Chof Tes, and we are starting from two lines from the top. Omrav Toivi Bamasto, talking about a certain type of animal that's called a muksa, which means it's set aside for Avodah Zarah. The halach is, you are not allowed to use that animal for a carbon. So Omrav Toivi Bamasto, Omrav Yeshua, Benayla Muksa Benatayra, what's the makar for Muksa Benatayra? Now the Gemara thinks, what we mean to say right now is, how do you know even a behemoth that's supposed to be a carbon, you have to set it aside and fatten it up a little bit. Menayla Muksa Benatayra. So now the Pasuk says, Tishmeru lahakiv liv moyadoi. If you want to make me a carbon, you have to watch it. You have to stuff it up. You know, you have to take care of it. Kol she'oisin le'shimur, you have to give it shimur. Maskev la'abaya, Abaya asks on that. Kavimara thinks now, right now, that Menayla Muksa Benatayra means that I have to fatten up a behemoth I'm using for a carbon. So Kavimara asks, Maskev la'abaya, yal miyata, Isis Imro de Tsoima, lovely shimur, hakanam le'choz la'akrava. Are you telling me that if you bring a little sheep that was fasted, he fasted, he didn't eat anything, and you didn't watch it, it's not good for akrava? We know it's not true. Amalei, no, I mean to say like this. I mean to tell you the issa of muksa v'arizara. And the drasha goes like this. Amalei, no, tishmur lahakir v'li b'mayadai kamina. What I mean to say, take a word by maya, you don't need the word b'mayadai over here. Amalei, no, tishmur lahakir v'li kamina. Li v'lil adon. You have to watch it for me, v'lil adon acher. Not for a different adon, a different avodizara. Not for a v'arizara. Only for Hashem, not for an avodizara. And this is the makar that if you set something aside for Avodah Zarah, you watch something for Avodah Zarah, that makes it not good for a carbon. This qualifies it from a carbon. Ve'ezuhu achar shemakrivim lo, what type of odoin is different odoin? Havayim ezu Avodah Zchavim. That's called, you know, the fake odoin, a goy, Avodah Zarah, that's the type of odoin, Avodah Zarah. If you put it aside for Avodah Zarah, it's called muksa, and that's midaraisa, that's no good. From the pasuk, tishu lakiv li b'mayadoi, you should watch it for me, and for not for odoin achar. So to Gemara Vayta, Omar Rava bar Rav Ado, Omar Rav Yitzchak. We'll say a few halachas about muksa. Ein muksa aser ella ad sheyavdu, and we'll learn Rashi's second shot, which he says the main shot. Muksa is not aser only until you use it. Muksa only aser if you don't use it. But once you use it for plowing, for example, it's not muksa levezar anymore, because a good religious non-Jew will not use a behemoth that was used for plowing, you're not going to use it for a carbon to his avodah zarah. Therefore, ein muksa aser la'achi yavdu. Once you do avodah, there is not a problem. Ulam v'yechnach yimshu l'kaymer v'chavim. If you give it to the priests to eat, also they're not going to be makav anymore because now it's slated for food. That's what Ula says. Be'ya amar Rabbi Yechanan achi achelilon l'kreshina v'chavim. Once you give it to eat, you fatten it up for the kaimer, for the priest, so the priest should have a good steak, a reserve kato, a good shmaka steak. So once you stuff it up, also, that's showing you don't want it for Avodah Zarah. So we have three things. First of all, Rava says that once you use it, you work with it, it's not a good for Avodah Zarah anymore, and therefore it's not a muksa. Rav Yechanan said, till you give it over to the priest to eat. And Beya says they have to give it also, fatten it up for meat purposes. You arguing Ula? Ula says just giving it to the priest is enough. You have to also stuff it up. Is it arguing Ula? Ula nami ki kamahu. When does Ula say his halacha? The shafi like ashina veriz chavim. When they give him to eat, that's when Ula says halacha. And I agree with Ula. I'm Rav Abba. Yoda beya l'shnuye shmeitza. Beya knows how to stim his memra like Ula. He knows that taich of Ula's words. Like him. Not that he came to Eretz Yisrael, he would not have been able to do this. The Eretz Yisrael Garmel, Eretz Yisrael caused him to be a Chacham, caused him to understand this learning, understand Ula. Omle Rav Yitzchak, no. Beya mekam mekan hava. He got this from Bebe the Milas. He had the Milo from Eretz Yisrael and the Milo of Bava. And both together gave him the opportunity to understand learning. Like Taisa says, Pirish, Beya Eretz Yisrael ume Bavel haya, Talmud Chacham. It's not schus der itzol by itself, it's from both places. So the Gemara Vayta, Tani Rav Chanina Terita, Kamei Rav Yechanan, Ein Muksa Aser Al Chiyas Bei Maisa. Muksa is only Aser until you do a Maisa. Once you do a Maisa, it's not Aser. Like we said before, once you do a Maisa, Avdus with it, you can't use it for a carbon, so it's not called Muksa. Hu Tani Lav Ha Domalei, My Maisa Achi Yigzis Bei Avdaboy. Once you take off the wool, or you use it to do Avoida, it's really disqualified from being a Muksa, and therefore you could use it for a carbon. Zotumaravait, Ezu Nevad. What's an example of a Nevad? Menorah Nemili. It says in the Mishnah there's a Nevad, and it continues on. But the end of the Mishnah says that both a Nevad and a Muksa are mutter for a hedya to eat. Mutter for a regular person to eat. Something was served as a Vedizara, or it was set aside for a Vedizara. Either way, it's allowed to be eaten. Menorah Nemili, how do you know? On our Papa, Namakra, it says in the Pasuk, and Mashki Yisrael, and a Mutli Yisrael. Something that's ready for carbon is only something a person is allowed to eat. Something a person, a Yisrael, is not allowed to eat, there is no way you can bring it for a carbon. If a nevar and muksa were also lehediyet, lomli kro. Why need a pasuk to be mayet nevar the muksa for a carbon? Typically, because it's not royal la'achila. Lomli kro. So therefore, it must be since in your pasuk, it must be it's mutter for hediyet. Ask the Gemara of Chalheichad Asir Lehedi Loi Boye Kra. You can tell me anytime it's Asir Lehedi, you don't need a Pasuk, but Trefa, the Asir Lehedi, the Trefa, Hedi is not allowed to eat it. And still we have a Pasuk for it, and we have to Kra Megavaya, the Tanya Luntan Abraisa, because you'll have an Abaka Lamata. Later on, the Sukkum says Mana Abaka, Shain Tam Lehem, it's extra. Elohu Tiyas a Trefa, teaches us that Trefa is not allowed to be used for carbon. Now you can't eat it. So the Gemara, it's Rech, Salka Dr. Mina Hadi Million, it's a Vach and a Skacha. You would think, only somebody has a Trefa already. That's when you say it's not Mashki Yisrael. You can't eat it, so it's not Shayach Kedusha. And it's not Shayach Karban. Now, if it's Gashah, maybe you think something that's Kaddish already, Vacha Nitifa, and afterwards it became a Trefa, Amy Tishri Ligavaya, maybe it's Yimutta for Karban. So teaching us that even if you Makshah first, it's still not good. That's learned from Minabaka. You're learning out from Mashki Yisrael that something that's a Trefa B'Shas Maisa doesn't become Hektish. I have a different pasuk called Yar V'Tachas HaShavet Prat LaTreifa Shenei Veres. It's going to exclude a treifa that doesn't go under the shavet, so it's not Maisa Behemah, and it can't be brought as a carbon. So you see a different pasuk for treifa, and therefore it's back Shver. What are you a pasuk for? Typically, it's Mashki Yisrael. Mashki Yisrael says it's not ready to eat; it can't be a carbon. Zok D'Gemara Hu Nami Itzri, because there are three levels. Saka Dada Chavina Hani Milechet Lehus LaShas Akosha. Never had any Shas Akosha. Then all the treif may imai. And like Rashi explains, for Mashki Yisrael, all you see is something that was born a treif is no good. Because in that pasuk also mentions Arla and Klai Karam. Those things are all from the inception already. It's usher. All those type of things can be that from the beginning it's usher to Yisrael. Those things can be brought as a carbon. You would think it's good. You would think it became treif afterwards. Kamash Wulon, the pasuk of Maisa Behema. Now, if you have Maisa Behema, you would think if you makdish it before it became treif, if you makdish it before it became treif, it works. Kamash Wulon, the pasuk of Minabaka, even after you makdish it, it became a treif, it's also no good. At kind of the Gemara of Muksa and Nevad, that's Mutta Lehediyat. And now we start a new Mishnah that's going to talk about the sugyas of Esdan Zoino and Mechir Kelab. Esdan Zoyna is a din that the Esdan Zoyna is not good for a carbon, not suitable for a carbon. And the Mishnah explains what's the Esdan. Ezu Esdan, ha'imel Zoyna, someone tells a prostitute, ha'ilich tlezeh b'scharcha. Here, I'm giving you a sheep for schar for the znus. Then she wants to take that tle and bring it as a carbon, or she wants to sell it for a carbon. That tle is not allowed to be used for a carbon. Afilahin kuf, even if you give her 100 sheep for her services, still, kulam asurim, all asur. Mechino imel chaveroi, someone says to his friend, Herch tlezeh, v'tol shivchoscha itzel avdi. Here's a tle, and your shivcha should be mezana with my evet. We'll see what the exact discussion is. Rebbe Omer, eina esnan v'chomram esnan. And the Gemara later on daf lamed amud aleph, will explain this machlekes. So the Gemara Vaita, Amamar, says in the Mishnah, even if you give 100 sheep for her services, they're all asa. Fill in hey meya. Kulam asurim. Hey chidam, what's the case? Lima shakla agra meya behemoth. If she charges that much, 100 behemoths, pshita, the kul asir, they're all asa, they're all astan. Mali chad mali meya. So the Gemara Leitzricha, the shakla agra chad, she only charges one. And he gave her extra. Yav la meya, he gave her extra. So since the kulam kayach astan kasir, since they're all common, kayach astan, they're all asa. That's the halacham. Dr. Gemara Vaita, Torah Abanan. No son law, if you gave her Esnan v'le Ba'ala, but you weren't Mazana with her, or Ba'ala Mazana, her v'le, no son law Esnan, you didn't give her Esnan. Mutter, it's Mutter. So Gemara asks, what are you talking about? No son law v'le Ba'ala, Esnan a Kriisle, it's not an Esnan. What's the problem? You gave her a present. You weren't Ba'ala. Vesu, the other case, Ba'ala v'le no son law, Ma Yavla, what did you give her? What's the Chiddush of the Braisa? What's Taich in the Braisa? Gemara answers, Halkatani. No son law, if you gave her, Va'achagach Ba'ala, You first give her a present, afterwards you a bala, or a bala, you mazano, then achanos la astanda, you give her a present afterwards, mutter. The halacha is that it's mutter. Now, let the Gemara explain that. So the first case of the Mishnah was that nos ala, v'achach bala. So the question of the Gemara is, the chayot should be chal v'chal anasma afreya. If I gave her this for her services, and then you mazano 2 days later, so let it be chal afreya on it. What's the case? Before the mezana, she already shkoma kavuza, she brought it as a carbon, and therefore it's a good carbon because shas when he brought it, there was no znus yet, so therefore it'd be a good carbon. So when I ask the kasha, echidam, inay make the akne le, if he gave it to her already, makat to her la alter pshita, it's pasha demuta. Ad kan le bala, he was not bala. What's the esdan about it? Velo the amaleya, he told her lo nikula chat shas bia, don't be kind until shas bia. Then we might see makava. How could she makava it lay? She can't be makava it then. But she was makava for the znos. She wasn't kind yet. And it says ishki yakish ish is base. So he kares l'shem rachmano. Ma baser b'shusa. Just like a baser is in your shus, and that's the only thing you can be makdish. Something you own. Afkal b'shusa. Only something that you own you can be makdish. So what exactly is the case? So my answer is the case of Nasan law, v'achabala is like this. Let's shvichad amal law le'makni loch atchas bia. I'm not giving you to the bia. V'mitzdarach le, but if you need it, niklach ma'ashav, v'kani you from now. So here she said she needed it. She brought it as a carbon. So you have a havamina since really we weren't giving it to her until she gave her services. So maybe it's called the esnan kamash. V'lo the mishnah, there's brisa then nasan aleha v'achabala, nasan law v'achabala. It's a good carbon because lemaisa it was not ba'aleha yet.